You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is June 11th, 2018. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, and today on the show, we have a very special show for you today. A lot of information, so I'm going to kind of go through the intro as quick as possible. Today on the show, my recent trip to Pasteur's Pharmacy. That's my trip number two. I was in New York this past week, and I was able to hit up Pasteur's, so I had a great time over there. Discussion of the week, the best polish for your razors. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I bought three different polishes. Three different main polishes that I've seen most people use on the forums and online, and I wanted to see which one was the best one so I could share with you on the podcast. Now, I actually found something different. I found that each polish has their own unique characteristics that work. So we'll talk about that as well. We'll talk about what's they're equally as good in different situations, and I'll tell you all about that. Training tip of the week will be keeping your razors clean. We've talked about this before, but since we're talking about polishes, we're going to talk about keeping your safety razors and your straight razors clean. This is something that I think I bring up every quarter. It's very important because I think we've saved a lot of razors from going to the dump. So just you don't want to miss that part. And product review will be Wolf Whiskers shaving brushes. If you don't have one or haven't had one or don't know about them, you don't want to miss this part of the podcast. And we'll talk about, of course, what's coming up and what's going on with the cast. So, guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, so moving right along. My week last week was great. I did quite a few things last week with my wife, celebrating her birthday. We also did a little work while we were away. So got to go and travel together, which is great. That doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes she's traveling on her own, I'm traveling on my own, but we got to travel together, so we had a great time. One of our first stops when we were in New York City was Pasteur's Pharmacy. Of course, we have to hit up Pasteur's. Every time I'm in the city, I want to go to that place. So we go in there. We went together, actually, so it was really nice. And I just, every time I go there, I'm in awe. You know, it's like a big grocery store for wet shaving supplies. Now, most of the store is not wet shaving. We'll let you know. There are a couple aisles. They have a lot of other stuff in there as well. It's a tiny store. And I'm sure that the majority of the business is the pharmacy side of the business. I mean, let's be honest. But there's a wall as soon as you walk in to the right, and you just see all the stuff. That's right. The wet shaving stuff is right there. There are artisan stuff brands. There are real name brand type stuff. You know, stuff that's been around for years, stuff that hasn't been around for years. There's a clearance section as well, so if you're looking for something for a deal, it does have a clearance section. There's usually different stuff in there. There's some razors. There were some, oh man, think about it. There were some shaving brushes, Simpson shave brushes, regular shave, everything you could think of, right? They even had some Razor Rock Mambas in stock, which is pretty cool. Those razors are pretty rare. And they also have a couple of exclusive products for their own brand, for the store, which I'll be talking about in the next couple of weeks because I'll be reviewing them. So, if you're ever in New York City, right, if you're in Manhattan, there's two locations. I haven't been to the Lexington one yet. There's one on Lexington, and then there's one on 34th Street. Put it this way, if you can see the Empire State Building, wherever you are, know that about two blocks away, within the Empire State Building, right down the street on 34th, is Pasteur's. So if you can find the Empire State Building, you're in the right area. If you're in front of it, just look to the right or left. You'll find Pasteur's, you know, within a couple of blocks. So don't miss it if you're in the area. Now, I know a lot of guys that do live in the city hit them up quite often. They do some meetups in the area. So there's a lot of wet shaving meetups that are done in that area, like mini meets. There are actual meets. I think there was one just in March last year. There was one in August. They did a cruise, and they ended up at Pasteur's. So, I mean, I will be at the next New York meetup, whatever it happens. I just got to find out when it is and find out when, where, who's going, because I do love that city, and I did have a good time. Weather was perfect. 70 degrees, can't beat it. When you're living in Florida, it's 90 degrees down here already, very muggy. It was beautiful and just had a great trip. So really happy to have been able to do that and had a great time at Pasteur's. I mean, you can't beat it. Like I said, there's hundreds of wet shaving items. If you go online and search your favorite artisan, chances are they have a little spot in that at Pasteur's. So if you're in the area, be prepared to buy some stuff, or at least smell about 100 things, and put aside at least, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, because you'll just be going up and down the aisle smelling stuff and just taking a look. Again, it's not a big store. It's not like you're going into a whole store, right, where it's all wet shaming. But there's a whole wall of it and a couple other sections. And there's stuff there that the most I've ever seen in a store ever. So check them out, guys. Pasteur's Pharmacy, 34th Street in New York City, Manhattan. Don't miss it. If you're in the area, you got to hit them up. All right, guys, moving along. We're going to talk about something that, is on the forums mostly, right? The best polish for your safety razors, all right? Now, what are the best polishes for safety? All right, well, let's talk about it. There are three main ones that I know of. MAAS, which is spelled M-A-A-S, right? That's the one I've been using for years. Then you have Blue Magic, which is a cream, which was referred to me by a good friend of mine. And then you have Flitz Polish, which is a general polish that everybody's been using that's pretty safe, right? So, a couple things. All three of these I tried, and I was looking... And honestly, my intention was to find one that was better than the other. That's my whole intention. I was looking for one cream that was better than the other. And I ended up finding three creams that are really good, and three creams that have different characteristics that work for different situations. So it made it even harder to come up with an actual answer for you guys. So I'll just go over them. So the Flitz polish is, I think, the best all-around generalized polish that there is. And I'll tell you why. It's very non-abrasive. It cleans. Especially stainless steel and carbon steel for straight razors. It cleaned up my razors really well, right? Took out the dirt and everything like that. Took out the streaks if there was any streaks. But it didn't really remove that much rust. But it did. But I mean, if I need a daily cream that's non-abrasive, that's not that much abrasive or very little abrasiveness, it really worked out well. Like when you clean it, you look at the rag didn't have any like really dark spots from like metal coming off, right? So it's not like a sandpaper. It's not like a 20,000 or 30,000 grit type sandpaper. It's really just a general cleaning polish. So Flitz, I found to be really good if you're maintaining razors in between cleaning, like in between restoration and stuff. So, example, if I was working on a safety razor, say I have a stainless steel safety razor, I would use this after I've used it a few times. I'll probably take the Flitz and clean it, and I would have no worries about, you know, fingerprints getting on it or little rust spots or anything like that, or little discolorations. Even though it's stainless steel, they do discolor if you let water sit on them. You know, we'll talk about that in the cleaning aspect, in the cleaning part of our podcast today, and how to prevent that. But so the Flitz is really good all around, great stuff for that. All right, so MAAS has been what I've been using for years. I've been using MAAS since I started. And again, guys, just to let you know, all three of these items can be bought on Amazon, or you can buy them on, actually, Ace Hardware has all three. So I was really impressed because a lot of places don't have MAAS. Actually, no places have MAAS. And I went to Ace Hardware, and they have all three. So that's where, I mean, if you have an Ace Hardware near you, definitely hit them up. They have plenty of metal polishes and stuff. I think it's a really good hardware store. I haven't tried that. There's a couple other ones. Apple Orchard, I believe, is a hardware store owned by Lowe's. I haven't checked them out yet, but definitely, I know for a fact Ace Hardware does. So MAAS is one that I've been using for years. And MAAS really, I think, used to be the best polish, but it's also abrasives, which is something that I didn't really think of while doing this, is the abrasiveness is actually removing a little bit of metal, which is something that I don't really want to do all the time. That's why I like the Flitz, because I don't think it does remove metal, or a lot at least. So MAAS, if you put MAAS on your razor, right? So I took a stainless steel razor again, and I love them on safety razors, because if you get like a little spot, one of those little dark spots, it'll take it right out, right? Or a little streak or something like that, just from leaving the water in, it'll take it right out. So I take it and I'd use a lint-free cloth, which is something I do with all three, and I rub it on the razor, and I just, you know, you really rub it on and then wipe it off, and you'll see like there would be a lot of, you'll see like silver on the rag, meaning that's metal coming off. But you look at the razor after that, it basically takes off a top layer. It's probably like 20,000 grit, maybe 10,000, 20,000 grit like sandpaper. But it really takes it, and that's the way to get the razor looking perfect. Like if you have a couple scratches on the top of your, for example, mirror polish safety razor, right? Custom job, we're talking. If it's got a mirror polish, chances are you can scratch it if you were not careful, right? So I had one, I bought one, had a couple scratches on top. I was a little bit upset with it. I didn't want to do the whole sanding bit because I didn't think it was that bad. And the sanding bit is where you take sandpaper and you go from, you know, like 200 grit all the way up to 8,000 or like whatever, 3,000 grit, right? 4,000 grit. And then you go to the polishes. I didn't want to do that. It takes a lot of time. Plus, it takes a lot of metal off. I didn't feel I needed to do that. So I took Moss, rubbed it on there. I did do two applications, took scratches right out. Moss is a little bit more aggressive than the other ones, but it does work the best if you're doing something like that. It will save you a ton of time of wet sanding by using this polish, mainly because it's abrasive. So one thing I do recommend, do not use, please do not use a Q-tip to apply this. And I'll tell you from personal experience, a Q-tip is not meant for metal polishes, especially mirror polish. It is meant for ears, right? Even though it's cotton, I did it and I actually scratched one of the razors with it when I was applying Moss on there. So I use a lint-free, like, microfiber cloth. They're very cheap. You can get them at the dollar store. You can get them at Walmart or a grocery store or something like that. Auto parts stores have them, but they're a little bit more money. Wherever you can get them, it's well worth the investment. They are washable, but you know what? So there's some of them are so cheap, just when they get really messed up, just throw them out and get a new one. So Moss is great for taking out scratches and just making it clean and really nice. Now, the blue metal polish, that one I notice, the Blue Magic, I noticed that one brought out the shine better than anything. So I was using this. I was just buying some polishes, and I asked a friend of mine. His name is Frank. I talk about him quite often. He lives down here with me. He's very, very big into the wet shaving. And he says, I use Blue Magic on my razors because he does a lot of mirror polishing. He does high-end razors. Like, he'll do them for other people, for himself. He does the whole sanding bit. And his razors come out like mirror, like perfect, right? So I asked him what he uses. He's like, I use this one. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go pick this up. So I use his Blue Magic. So I pick it up, use it. I'm like, wow, okay, I understand why he uses it. It takes everything out. It cleans the razor like better for some reason. And it really takes out the shine. Like, it makes it shine better than the other two. So I was really shocked when I had all three of these. And I'm looking at my razors, right? And I'm like, what am I going to do? I got three of them that work just as well. How am I going to pick a favorite? Well, I guess I don't have to. So I didn't have to pick a favorite. And I have found that each one of them work just as well and just in their own way. So just a recap of what we're talking about. The Flitz matte polish, right? It was the cheapest out of all. It was like $7 or something like that. Maybe a little bit less. I think that one is perfect for just day-to-day cleaning. If you want to use it, not worry about your razors losing any, getting scratched or getting, losing metal, use it every day. If you got to clean your razor, you can use it all the time. You know, maybe not do it every day, but it safely cleans and polishes and makes it look good. Takes all the crud off. So I would use that one for general, everyday type work. Moss I would use only for repair work, meaning if you have scratch or something like that, or once a year polish to make it look really shiny. You know, I've used Moss on many things. I've used it on sinks. I've used it on metal parts on cars. And I've used it on other parts, and it just works great. It does take out rust. I mean, so if you have a straight razor that needs a little repair and you want to save yourself from wet sanding, certain repairs, it won't take rust out, but it'll take like little specks of rust off. It'll take those black spots off from water stains. So if you really want something like that, use the Moss. Use Moss for that. And overall, if you want that crazy polish, like that really shine, Blue Magic is perfect. It really brightens up the metal and comes out really nice and shiny. So I would recommend that for those type of applications. So that would be good for like car wheels and stuff, but also be great for mirror polish stainless steel razors, or polished carbon steel, or even aluminum. It is an aluminum polish, but I mean, aluminum is aluminum. You know, you're not going to get the same polish out of it unless you really work at it. It won't be as shiny as like polished stainless or polished carbon, but it would definitely work with aluminum as well. So that's it, guys. Those three polishes, really good stuff. You know, hope it wasn't too boring, but it was like, because it's usually not stuff we talk about on the podcast, but I mean, it is important for those restoring and for those who are working on, you guys, I've had a couple emails like, how do I clean my razors and stuff like that? And I just go, this is kind of what I do. And I'm like, okay, I got to find out which one's the best. And it backfired. I found out three that are really good. So if you're interested, if you have any questions, always, feel free to email me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys. So, keeping those razors clean, right? Talked about those polishes. Keeping the razors clean. Got to bring this up about every quarter, every 4 months, right? I want to save you guys from throwing stuff out in the garbage or having to get stuff restored. Remember, two things. This is going to be really short. When you have a razor, right, and you use it, what happens? You're using metal with water. What does water do to metal? It makes it rust. What does humidity do? You're in South Florida. You're in the eastern part of the country. Right now, this time of the year, it's summer. It's going to get a little bit more humid. You know, me living in the area where it's humid all year round, I have to do certain things. Remember, razors keep them clean. I highly recommend keeping with you a microfiber cloth, right? Or one of those sunglasses type cloths, right? For your sunglasses. Keep one of those in your shaved in, wherever you shave. Keep it accessible. And when you're done with your razor, especially a three-piece safety razor, right? Take it apart, dry it out, and then use that to just take the water off of it, right? Even if it's stainless steel. Everybody's like, oh, it's stainless steel. It won't. Yes, it will. It will turn. It will get some spots sometimes. You know, maybe a higher quality stainless steel might take longer. But listen, if you're using that kind of a quality razor, there's a good chance it costs you a lot of money. So make sure you're protecting your investment. And even if you're using a cheaper razor, right? Cheaper razors tend to have used probably steel, right? Maybe even galvanized steel, aluminum. Those will spot. They may not, you know, aluminum may not rust, but you can get water spots on that and you might have to polish it. So my word of advice is keep one of those rags, those cloths around. Either a microfiber cloth or even a sunglass cloth. The one for the sunglasses, right? Fiber cloth. And make sure you take the razor apart and thoroughly dry it. And then take it out of the bathroom or the restroom or your shave den, wherever you're using it. Because that's where the most humidity, you take showers in there and stuff. So example, we have in my home, I take showers, my wife and I take showers in our master bathroom. And in the other bathroom, the guest bathroom, that's where I shave. So we don't really use that. There's only two of us in the house, so we don't use that bathroom very often, right? So I go in there and I can use it, no humidity, everything. I store my stuff in my closet when I'm done, but I make sure that everything's thoroughly dry and I put it in there and I have a couple of those like humidity, like little packs that you get. You can get them on Amazon for like 100 of them for like, I guess like $5. I throw a couple of them in there and they take the moisture out, you know, change them out every couple of months, and that I don't have any problems. But I mean that I have to in Florida, even with the air conditioning working, it still gets humid. So you have to take care of it. Another thing, another word of advice, straight razors. You have to do this with carbon steel. If you don't, within 1 day you'll notice. And I know you guys who use straight razors, you're all like saying, yep, you're right, right? I could see you on the other side listening to me. If you don't dry off your straight razors, you will get spots. I promise you. Even it doesn't matter where you live. It will. If it's freezing, it will get spots. Because humidity, because water will, carbon steel is untreated steel. It is not stain resistant. It is just polished, so it will. And let me tell you one thing: there are stainless steel razors. They are hard to hone, and personally, I like carbon steel. I think they're the best to shave with. But you got to be very, very, very careful. So make sure you use the cloth when you're done, and always with the straight razors, carbon steel. Spray a little bit of mineral oil on it. I have a video on YouTube that I did, you know, a couple years ago on how I actually store my razors. I've never had a problem. And I've actually done one on purpose where I didn't. I just wiped it off, and the next day I had spots. It was unbelievable. It was like within a day I had spots on it. So remember, guys, keep the razors clean. I'm trying to help you out here. Make sure, protect your investment, protect your toys, protect your hobby, and more importantly, protect your razors. Make sure you dry them out. Make sure you clean them. And make sure you use those polishes we just talked about if you have a problem. Now, if you have a little bit of a speck of like a spot or a little bit something that, you know, a blemish in the razor, those creams that we just talked about, we'll take that out. If you let it go, you're going to have to sand it or you're going to have to send it out. So there's a good chance that you're going to have to send out your razor, especially with a straight razor. If you have etching on it, you're going to lose the etching if you have to sand it. You know, if you have like gold etching like the Dovos have, those beautiful spines, if you have to, you're going to lose the etching. They're going to have to sand it off. So, I mean, be careful, you know. Just use the polishes. Use the cream and just a spray of mineral oil. Get a little water bottle type thing or a little spray bottle for $1 at you know, the travel section in any store. And just put some baby oil in there, some mineral oil. Or olive oil, any kind of olive oil works great too. And it's safe for the face. And just spray it on there. Just do two sprays couple sprays on east side, and then fold it up, put it away. I'm telling you, as long as there's no water on it. If there's water on it, then you're like sealing in the water. But just dry it off, do that. You'll never have a problem. Promise you, never have a problem. All right, so guys, I wanted to ask you a few things. If you have a method of how you clean your razors, and if you do something differently than what I've talked about, please send it in because I'd like to talk about it. I'd like to see what you're doing. Try it, and then I'd like to talk about it on the cast. And, you know, I'll give you a little shout-out too. So remember, just email me at joe.wetchevynews@gmail.com, and we'll talk about it. You know, we'll talk about what's going on. I'll try your method as well, and I'll feature it on the show. All right, guys. Product review of the week. Kind of went on about the cleaning aspect. I hope you weren't too bored, but it's something you have to do in order to help my wet shaving brethren. You know what I'm saying? All my wet shaving brothers and sisters, I want to protect their stuff, so we got to talk about that every now and then. Wolf Whisker Shave Brushes. Talked about them in the past. We're going to bring them up again. They're made by Peter Wolf. One guy, one man show. He does it everything himself. He does the turning. He does the tech work. He does the talking to you. He does all that stuff. And he has a very unique way of ordering a shave brush, which I think is awesome. So you go on the list. You see your name. You see his wait list going. You see your name. And eventually when you get up to be about the top five, I think you get an email of what you want to do. You got a certain amount of time to do it. And you better, you know, make your decision then. You have your handle shape and everything. They'll show you the different, you know, he's got like many dozens and dozens of blanks to use of different color schemes and everything. And you go through it. And then, and you can either you can send him your knot. He has a variety of knots that he uses, both badger and synthetic and stuff like that. I mean, it's really good. It's really cool process. It's very organized and very easy to understand. So I've got in the picture in the show notes, I've got three Wolf Whiskers brushes, and I am a one and done person. You know, on most of my stuff, with the exception of two or three brands, I buy one. Like I'll have like one type of brush, one type of razor from one company, and I'll keep it like that. Just because I have so much time and stuff that I'm using on other things, you know, I gotta keep my collection kind of down to as minimal as possible. Because let me tell you, after a while, 10 years of doing this, you start piling up a lot of stuff, especially soaps, and you realize that, hey, this stuff's gonna go bad eventually, you know. So I gotta start keeping my watch what I buy and start, you know, every year I do like a purge. I'll sell like 20 or 30 soaps online. And I sell them just for like 50 or 60 bucks just to get them going, you know, so somebody else can enjoy them. And I end up at the end of the year, like last year I got rid of 40 soaps. I end up having more now than I did last year at this time. It's like I just keep picking up some stuff. I want to try it, use it, talk to you guys about it, you know, review them and stuff like that. So I try to be as minimalist, I'm trying to be as minimal as possible with my gear now, and it doesn't, you know, so for me to have three brushes of the same kind, it's a lot. You know, he turns his own blanks. He makes his own blanks. You know, he does all that stuff with the resin. I mean, it's really awesome. Now, I have three brushes here from Wolf. I have one, if you can see in the picture, the red one. That's one of the older ones. That's a few years old. That's been knotted. I had to actually change the knot on that one myself. I did that. I bought this one from somebody else that actually was just letting it go. The other two I bought brand new. And the last one on there, the multicolored one, I actually ordered myself. The one in the middle I bought from Maggard's when there was a sale. And I think that's a synthetic with the Black Wolf. That's a really nice brush. Good travel brush if you're going anywhere. But my favorite one is the one on the end, the Odyssey with the multicolored. That was the one I ordered custom, and that's got a different type of knot in there. A mannequin knot, which is one of the best knots I've used. Again, one of my friends helped me get that knot too. So, I mean, just talking about this stuff, Wolf Whiskers, they're great. They're balanced handles. As you can see, his evolution from when he first started to now, they're unbelievable. You know, his quality has gotten so much better. Great guy to talk to, too, if you need to have, you know, some advice or talk to him or message him or email him when you're ordering a brush. He'll definitely walk you through the process and make it easier. And each brush is handmade for you, you know, when you order one online. So you might be on the wait list for a couple of months because it is a very popular item. But everything you're getting, you're going to get his full attention for that brush. And he's going to send you pictures of it before you pay. And you approve or say yay or nay. And then he'll say, okay, I'm sending it over to you. So you get it. And they also have those cool green boxes that come with it. You know, very popular. I mean, they're great. They're great brushes. I don't think I could ever have a shave den without one. So if you're checking them out, guys, wolfwhisker.com. Or just Google search. Sometimes, if you're lucky, sometimes they'll have some brushes just there to buy, to purchase. in his store. And also his father-in-law makes brushes too, which are available on the site as well, time to time. Or otherwise, try and get on that wait list, because you're gonna be really, really happy with your first. If this is your first custom brush, I definitely recommend a Wolf. It's worth the wait. They're fun, and you know you're always gonna look at them all the time, and you'll be like, oh man, I love them. You know, you're gonna just look at them like, oh, I haven't used my Wolf in a while. Let me use that. So, to Peter Wolf, great job. I hope you're listening. You do a great job, brushes. You make this hobby a little bit more fun for me as well. So thank you for making those brushes, and we salute you from the podcast this week. All right, guys, that's it. We went a little bit over our time in the podcast. So a couple more weeks until we have our next show. We'll be back on, it looks like, the 25th, June 25th, we'll be back with some new stuff. As always, guys, our show is powered by SharpAllergist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything that he does in the wet shaving world and for supporting the podcast 100%. Most of all, I'd like to thank you guys, the listeners. Without you, there wouldn't be a show. Don't forget to check out my blog at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And feel free to contact me anytime at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Also, check out my YouTube channel. Link is in the show notes. And if you're interested in sponsoring an episode, or if you have an item that you'd like to feature from a vendor's point of view, please contact me. As always, guys, thank you for joining us this week, and I will see you in a couple of weeks. And until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.